Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment with updates on what could be the start of the new brushfire rebellions. This time will 1776 start out in the Nevada desert. I hope it's a cultural revolution against their cultural revolution. I hope we can win the hearts and minds of the enforcers, which I know we are. I'm not enemies of the BLM. But seeing them taser people and attack women from behind, I mean, I'm just glad I'm not dishonorable like that. The system wants an imperious attitude against the public so that we'll shut up and let them do whatever they want. Joe Scarborough has come out and said the Bundy should just obey the law. And that's the George Soros line. That's the Media Matters line. That's the other big radio conservative talk show host line. You see, it's their job as Republican hacks to keep everybody on the plantation, to act like they're for property rights, to act like they're for freedom, to act like they're revolutionaries for liberty. But in truth, ladies and gentlemen, they're just there playing the part of the opposition. And as soon as Republicans get back in office, they have every intention, you can bet your bottom dollar, of accelerating the police state takeover. And then the Democrats will suddenly start criticizing the NSA and torture and secret arrest. It's a joke. We need to take over the Republican Party with real libertarians. That's what the whole power structure is scared of, because they've identified an avenue that's our best shot of taking the country back. The Republican platform at the state level in places like Texas is very good. The problem is the Republican Party of Texas is run by people like David Dewhurst and Rick Perry that talk the talk big time but don't walk the walk. And it's disgusting. Now, I have a lot of different clips. We've got the Bundys coming up. Do we happen to have Scarborough where he says abide by the law? I know Kurt Nemo wrote an article up at Infowars.com. That wasn't affirmative. We have that? Okay, great. Thank you. But here's another headline up on Infowars.com. Feds desperate to hide Harry Reid link to Bundy land grab. That's a big deal. And Paul Watson has done a special video report on that, but also he's going to be writing an article in and around it. The feds are so desperate to hide Harry Reid's connection to the communist Chinese energy company linked to the Clive and Bundy land grab, they are now even deleting Google's cache version of the explosive document originally deleted from the BLM website. And then we have the number one story on the internet Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Number one, you can go to our articles where it links to the big aggregate sites that track it. Google said it was number one story. The other sites, number one, Alexa, number one story. In the world was Harry Reid. And so now we learn who's who. We see the so-called conservative talk show host running around saying this isn't true, protecting Harry Reid. Because it's a big deal. You know, if the Chinese can't buy up Hollywood, the communist, and if they can't buy up the oil fields, and if they can't buy up the... And by the way, if they wanted to come pay for your private property, that's fine. But no, they go and kick farmers and ranchers off land that they have the grazing rights to. And then they just, make a little investment here and hire a few people's kids that happen to be in the U.S. Senate. And then they get to have the property and get a nice cut of the energy deal, whether it ever even gets built. They use government energy funds to build it. Hell, just have an office building like some of these energy companies. Or they just have an office building and there's nobody in it. Like Solyndra, and you get $500 million. I guess Solyndra didn't happen, huh? Either? Another conspiracy theory, I remember Drudge, they said it was a conspiracy theory. There's a $5,000 fine this year. You don't get Obamacare if you own a business. Of course, that's in the bill, but it doesn't matter. Matt Drudge is a conspiracy theorist, too.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I had a great private conversation with Ron Paul yesterday, a lengthy one. And he's just doing a lot of great, exciting things. It was a private conversation, but down the road, I'm sure folks will hear. Just so many interesting things going on. Liberty is certainly on the march on a planetary level. But there's going to be pushback against that. You know, today we pay our tax money, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, that wasn't set up till 1913. And then on average, Americans didn't pay income tax until World War II. They called it a war tax. And then in 51, they made it permanent. Just like we didn't have property taxes in this country the last 100 years, and it wasn't universal till about 30 years ago. You don't own your land, folks, if you pay a property tax. It's not really your land. You pay a rent. Clive Bundy and 7 generations of his family since the 1870s have the surface foraging water rights. And for those that don't know, this is universal across Europe, England, and the U.S. It's common law, certified by state and federal law, that if you were the first in a territory or area and you use the water and the range, you have the claim on the land. Now, they've used ignorance to distract the public and say, Bundy's not paying his taxes, he's lazy. If you're an illegal coming and having an anchor baby, or you're a corporation getting corporate welfare like Solyndra, that's fine. Or if you're Microsoft, you know, paying zero tax or whatever, that's okay. But if you're Clive Bundy producing beef for this country, you're a low-down, lazy, freeloading piece of garbage. According to Neocon Radio and MSNBC and CNN and Media Matters that the White House runs. And then they went further. We, last week, got the BLM documents from the Google cache. They'd taken them off the BLM site where they said Clive Bundy is a recharge zone area set aside where we're going to use this area for the solar panels next door. We got to use him for the power lines, and we've got to use him as a set-aside under international UNESCO rules where you can't use the property. That's how they do it. They have a, quote, carbon sink, as they call it. That's the global treaty. That if they're going to use this, well, your land can't be used. It's Nature Conservancy stuff, and we're showing the documents on screen right now. They've since pulled it off Google. They're so upset, and they've got Reed running around with people running defense for him saying this doesn't exist. They're in a lot of trouble, folks. Now, we've got him to the bottom of the hour, maybe longer. I want to go to him now to cover the waterfront and to discuss everything that's unfolding. But I wanted to play Harry Reid saying it's not over yet yesterday with the most disgusting you-know-what eating grin. The true grin of a psychopath, kleptocrat, I mean, it just says a trillion words. The smugness of thinking he's untouchable, that he's invincible, all the horrible things, the gun grabbing, the open borders, the attacks on families. This guy, and I'm not in the LDS, so I don't want to speak for folks, but the Mormons I know are all upstanding, really hardworking, good people at the front lines of fighting the New World Order. I want to know why Harry Reid's at the forefront of destroying this country and the world. I want to ask why he hasn't been thrown out of his church. Maybe that's not my business, but let me throw that at you, Clive Bundy. What's your take on this man? I wouldn't call him a Christian. I wouldn't call him anything but a scallywag.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The people of the state of Nevada elected him. They elected him to the United States Senate to take care of business on the like things like fighting foreign wars and doing the business with other countries. They didn't elect him to come back to Nevada and have anything to do with this public land of Clark County, Nevada. So this is not none of his business. He has no jurisdiction authority. We didn't elect him to be here. We haven't asked him to be here. Harry, get your back where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to be doing.
If you had Harry Reid in front of you right now, what would you say to him? Because he definitely watches and listens to this show.
I would tell him the exact same thing I just told you. I did tell Harry right now. That's where we never elected him to come down here and bring his army and against we the people. We never did do that, and we're not going to accept that one more time ever.
Well, you're definitely a ghost of our forefathers. That's exactly how they talked. And it's so alien now for a lot of city slickers to hear somebody saying, I won't back down. I want to play this clip of Harry Reid.
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. We can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Unbelievable. I think it's violating the law to taser people for no reason for free speech or to body slam women from behind or set dogs on people or to point guns at everybody saying, we will shoot if you cross the line. Sir, we have the audio. We played the video. It's a viral video. You were there with David Knight, my reporter, and Josh Owens, the cameraman. Around 1,000 people. So historical. Looked like Ceausescu's Romania when the people turned on him, or the fall of the Berlin Wall, or if Tiananmen Square would have gone better. Describe what it was like when you decided to say, hey, we're going in to get the cattle, we're going over their line, and just like Lexington saying, we're not going to fire the shot heard around the world, but if they fire, we'll fire all the rest. What was that like, Mr. Bundy?
Well, you got to sort of realize or feel the setting, know the setting. We had the Clark County Sheriff Doug Gillespie standing right beside me, and he had made a statement and been negotiating with the enemy, the BLM, and come there to give we the people a statement, and the people didn't accept his statement. So the people gave him a mandate to disarm those people over in that compound, the BLM. Those militants that were armed over. over there and been tormenting us for several weeks. He said, go disarm, or the people said, Sheriff, go take their guns away. And we gave the sheriff 1 hour to do that. And he didn't do that. And we gave him another 15 minutes, and they didn't do that. And we gave him another 5 minutes, and they didn't do that. And we had asked the media to bring this information back. Tell us what the sheriff is doing, and what is the sheriff, taking those arms back? And we asked that he take those arms back, which is about 3 miles away, well, about 5 miles away from where we were, and bring those arms and put them under the flags where we were all congregated. They didn't do that. They did not do that. The media did not give us a report. We had, 1,000 people there, and 50, 60 horses up on the hill, and nothing was said about the cattle. This whole thing was not about cattle. It was about the people's rights and their liberty and their freedom, and they was mad about the First Amendment rights only in these little pigs.
I understand the cattle were basically like taking the flag back,
and the cattle hadn't been talked about all day, and then people started to say, "What about the cattle?" And they was ready to go, and so I said, "Go get them." And when I said, "Go get them," it was those horses went running off the hills and the flags and the people, like got in like 300 cars.
You look like a John Wayne movie meets V for Vendetta. I got to say, I literally was in ecstasy because I was so worried about everybody getting shot and a war breaking out. And when the feds backed off, for now, I got really happy. And I want to be friends with those feds. And I want them to become Americans again. And I think they did when they stood down. I think sanity prevailed. And I know they felt bad having to retreat. But Americans have been retreating in the face of the globalists for so long. We've been retreating. We're tired of getting pissed on.
We're not going to do it no more. And those people were ready. And, I guess I have to take the blame or the credit, however you want to do. I did say, go do it. And we didn't order them to do it. Each individual had made that decision, and some stayed. I feel sorry for the ones that didn't go, but the ones that did went and faced those that army with guns, and they went right up to their face, knowing they could get shot any second, and they went up there, and they forced the United States government to get the hell out of our state. And they did. They left in a hurry.
Well, if what you've done is... go ahead.
One thing that didn't get done, the sheriff still didn't do his job. He still has a job to do. He should have took those guns as those guys run, but they didn't.
Well, I want to talk about that now because it's so alien to people to hear you say, we don't want these armed BLM. It'd be one thing if they had a few armed police BLM for any type of crisis or problems that happened, and if they behave like police. But when they're in military outfits, and those guys are clearly military people, in fact, a lot of them look like mercenaries. They don't look like BLM. They look like real special forces operators. I know them when I see them on both sides. And when you see that and that they're ready to kill people, fresh back from Afghanistan, just 10 years ago, no one would put up with roving paramilitary federal police, more of them than there are people. And that bicyclist nearby that didn't stop and they shot him in the back a few weeks ago, and the aggressiveness of them, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't want roving federal goons. If the Austin Police Department acted like these people, I'd say disband the Austin Police Department.
Well, sure. Let me talk a little constitution here. We the people have elected our county sheriff, and we give him part of our sovereignty to take care of some legal things. And what he's supposed to take care of is he's supposed to take care of our life, liberty, and property. Now, that authority has never been given to any of those federal officers. If there's a problem, say down in the park, if there's a problem, they need to call the county sheriff and let them come and take care of it. They don't need to think they can take care of it. They're working as like a guest. They're like a Boy Scout. They're supposed to be helping people, serving people, and being there for people, not to be carrying their guns and being a disgraced party. If there's that need, Every county in the United States, there's like 3,100 of them. Every county has a county sheriff, and that's why we elected him and paid him to take care of those problems.
No, no, I hear you. I'm just so pro-gun, unless they totally disband the BLM. Out west, it's dangerous. You need guns. I mean, do you think the park rangers should be able to have guns then?
No. Why do they need guns? I don't need a gun on my ranch. I go over all of the areas I play the park ranger. I've never needed a gun ever in my whole life. Neither has any of my cowboys. Not one of us ever needed a gun. If we needed a gun, we'd call the county sheriff. Say, hey, we need some help out here. That's what the park ranger should do. And that's what the BLM should do. And that's what the Fish and Wildlife should do. And that's what the even the FBI should do. They don't have no arresting power or anything. If they have a problem, call the sheriff and have him take care of their problem. Help them with them. They're there to serve. Only to serve we the people, not to shoot us.
Well, I know this. They claim that BLM only has 200 armed officers total. There's a major arms race in the federal government. And I looked at those guys they brought in, and I happen to know they use U.S. military on the border in regular clothes, because I've got family that has run operations on the border and in Mexico. And I'll guarantee you, most of those so-called BLM guys that were out there were not even BLM. They were probably Joint Task Force 6 or 7 out of Texas. If I had to guess, those were U.S. Army. If that is the case, what do you say to that? That sounds pretty treasonous to me.
Well, I don't see much difference in BLM than the United States Army coming after we, the people of America, and we, the people of the state of Nevada.
Paramilitary is paramilitary.
I know that both of it's against the Constitution of the United States. One sense, does any United States bureaucracy have a right to come against we the people or have arms? I don't see anything like that. They can carry arms as individuals, but when they're in their uniform and at their job, they should not have a gun with them. Only person with a uniform and a job would be our county sheriffs and their deputies. They're the only people that should be carrying guns here in America. Everybody else in America should carry a gun as a person. That's their Second Amendment right. They should be able to carry a gun, but not as a official servant of we the people, except the sheriff.
Well, I hear you. The way they act, I mean, they just really acted like they hated in those videos of them tasering people and attacking. They acted like they really hated peaceful demonstrators. They look like they wanted a war.
I don't know if individually hate us, but they sure was standing there. And, you know, I feel sorry for those people, their souls. I mean, gee whiz, you come against your own people, we the people, and you threaten to shoot them. And, I mean, it come within a hair of being them somebody pulling the trigger. Now, you got to remember, we the people was not armed. It was only the federal officers that was armed, or whatever you want to call them. They were armed with heavy armor.
Well, that's right. Most of the people did not have firearms that walked up to the line. There were some militia people there that stayed up mainly on the embankment and were aiming down. It was a very tense situation. Our reporters clearly heard it. You can hear it. It's hard on radio to pick it up on AM, but on the video that's gone viral of the feds retreating, you can hear them saying, you know, back up, you know, we will shoot. Did you audibly yourself hear them say, we will shoot?
I wasn't there. I didn't personally hear that, and I only have seen little clips on video. My wife and I stayed on that stage where we talked and under the flags. We stayed there through this whole operation, and so we started watching for the flag to come over the hill, and we knew somebody was successful. All the time we was there, BLM had an airplane that was flying in a circle around the encampment, and we could see that airplane.
Well, I saw some of your sons and daughters leading it, and you know, telling them, no, we're not backing down, and then cutting up in the gate. Which one of your sons was that did that?
You know, I had about three or four sons there and some daughters. I had some sisters there, and, you know, there was like 1,000 people there. A lot of those people on the horses were cowboys, neighbors, and friends. And I had family and friends there, but there was many, many more people I didn't have no But I'll tell you one thing. I shook hands with most every person there, and I hugged their women. And them people were good people. And one thing I understand, the souls of American people, and I think it's all the way around the world, there's a lot of good people. In fact, every soul is good. And I realize that we need our individual rights to exercise agency. That's what I think our Constitution gave us.
Absolutely. You got to have free will or you're not even conscious. You're not even a person. And you got to have private property and privacy to do that. Now, what about Ron Paul and others? There's been talk about Harry Reid saying we're not done yet. We played that clip earlier. Ron Paul had this to say. I want to get Clive Bundy's take on it. This is Ron Paul with Neil Cavuto last night.
Well, I guess you can go either two ways. I'm hoping this is very positive of things to come where the people stand up and object to the federal government's intrusion into our lives and everything that we do. And when the people do get together and stand up, I think governments will be forced to back down. But the other thing is governments don't give up their power easily, and they may well come back with a lot more force like they did at Waco with the Davidians. So I don't know which way it's going, but so far, so good. I was delighted that they got through those couple days and there wasn't any shooting and no killing, because I really encourage, the demonstration against unfairness by our government, but I'd like to see it all nonviolent. And that weekend turned out so far to be a good step.
But people are very angry, to your point, Congressman. Right. You hope it never comes to violence.
And then Judge Napolitano breaks down that you shouldn't have federal courts ruling over federal land disputes, and that it should be a state court that does that. I think that's a good point that that Judge Andrew Napolitano makes, Mr. Bundy.
Well, for Ron Paul, if he was our president of the United States, I don't believe this would ever happen. He would have fought this war for us before this time. And so I understand Ron Paul's place, and I wish he would. I wish we wouldn't have to fight this war, but we do have to fight this war, and we are ready, and we're ready to do it. We're willing, and we're actually excited about it. It's something that. When have we ever had this opportunity to fight for freedom like this? And those people that stood in that line, which I wasn't in that line, but those that stood in that line, their souls was on the line. Their lives are on the line. And their dedication to the freedom in this land was definitely sure demonstrated there.
David Knight told me he's never experienced anything like it in his life. Same thing, Josh Owens. It is really putting yourself on the line for true human freedom. That opens up your heart, opens up your soul. It's what makes you more alive, and you cross those barriers. Every time I've risked my life covering a story or dealing with death threats or any of it, every time I just commit and go through the fear, the world opens up, discernment opens up. You're right when you say it's spiritual, Clive. It is.
Yeah, it definitely has to be a spiritual thing. Many people, well, not that many, but all people, and I think all people across this world are getting the opportunity with this modern media we have, all this technology we have, they're getting the opportunity to feel this, and I think that they will respond positively.
Does your gut tell you that the feds are coming back after you? Obviously they'll come back legally at you, but what does your gut tell you? When Harry Reid, have you seen the video of him smiling with that demonic smile?
No, but, I did too. I actually seen that somebody's made a video in here. They've got him. But no, I'm not afraid. I've got right here in my hand just here for him. I don't know what that's about, four or five certified letters from the government. So I'm so sure their lawyers have been excited. I haven't even opened them. So, yeah, no, I don't think they're going to come after us soon. I think we, the public, are going to rally and continue on pushing forth to de-harm these people, and encouraging our county sheriffs to de-harm United States bureaucracies. And there's a lot of bureaucracies, not just BLM and Parks.
I want to do five more minutes with you on the other side, then we'll let you go to talk specifically constitutionally about the role of the sheriff that Sheriff Mack talks about so much and other key points. So we'll put some bookends on this straight ahead with Cliven Bundy, the patriarch of what is probably going to become known as the flashpoint of the next American Revolution. My gut tells me this is very important, just what happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door, he don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Monday through Friday.
This dog house here is my
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We broadcast worldwide. We return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, with our great team of reporters. But most importantly are your prayers and support. Thank you so much for all you do out there. Undoubtedly, the actions of the feds, beating people up, attacking anyone trying to demonstrate peacefully on the side of state highways, the sheriff standing down, the troops garrisoned amongst the people that violates one of the first 10 Bill of Rights, it was something that the public needed to respond to. And Tiananmen Square happened. In fact, I saw a graphic in one of Watson's articles on InfoWars today I want to show that shows what I described already last week, well, Saturday when it happened, was like the tanks of Obama, the tanks of the UN, driving up and you got a cowboy in front of it. In fact, I want our graphics department to make one where it's the Tiananmen Square photo, but where it's UN tanks. That's more proper. That's what this treaty is to do this, and then there's the cowboy in front of it. But I'll find that in a moment. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, his top three stories, Harry Reid on cattle battle, it's not over. Under that, Ron Paul warns feds could launch Waco-style assault. That's an InfoWars.com article. And then a great photo and image, an article of CBS News, Founding Fathers Didn't Create Government Like This. And it's a story with the man who's on with us right now, Cliven Bundy, and you know, his quotes and what he has to say. But he basically gives his point. And, you know, people are sick of it. I happen to have run into three, well, I ran into two, and then somebody told me about another, Austin cops on Saturday, who all, you know, said, hey, isn't it great, you know, that nothing violent happened and that the feds back down. It is time for us to push back. You know, the feds have too much land. They're, you know, the taxes are too high. Everybody knows we're being screwed here. And so just the image of the cowboys riding down, being threatened to be shot, going over, all of this happening is so archetypal and so powerful. All right, Cliven, I want to give you the final comments here about trying to get these armed paramilitaries out of your area where your family's been since 1877. I wish they'd be down on the border, but Obama's getting rid of that. I wish they would you know, deal with some actual crime. I could show them some crack dealers down the street from where my office is. But, no, I guess they're out there making sure that on thousands of square miles, nobody holds up a protest sign against the BLM.
Well, you know, I guess this is my opportunity to say we need to get rid of these bureaucracies. That's basically the arms of them. You know, arms, I'm talking about the guns that they carry around. We've got bureaucracies all over the country, and they have created their own armies within the bureaucracies, and then they bring these bureaucracies together to come against we the people. And you know, they created an army within the United States. It's even bigger than the army that we have to fight the world. And so it's time now to take these guns away from these people and give the sheriff power, policing power back to our sheriffs. And hey, if our sheriff needs help, we the people will help those sheriffs take care of things. But these sheriffs have good deputies, and let them have our policing power. We the people have elected and pay these sheriffs to protect our life, liberty, and property. We have no desire anymore in this United States for the United States government to be carrying weapons and acting like sheriffs. That's got to end right now. And county sheriffs, get the job done. Take these arms away from these bureaucracies.
I agree with you. Let me play a clip of Obama, where he said they want a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military, and they've armed almost every federal agency, spending up to $198 million per Social Security building with private mercenaries, actual combat troops, combat veterans, cream of the crop, thousands of armored vehicles deployed and delivered, helicopters, open training to take on the Tea Party. That's in Forbes magazine. We, of course, broke it, but I'm saying it's mainstream news. What do you make of them building up this domestic army? I want to get your take on that, Clive, but first, here's this clip of Obama, candidate Obama, in 2008.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And who do they deal with? Well, they deal with ranchers in the middle of a wasteland. Clive, your comment on that.
That's exactly what was coming against we the people. He is a rancher, we the people here in Clark County. That is exactly what they were doing. That was exactly the army that was coming against we the people. And that's exactly the army I'm saying county sheriffs disarm them. And each county sheriff, there's like 3,100 county sheriffs in this United States. Each one of you take your responsibility and get the guns away from these people. They are an army within us, and individually you can take care of that. Those arms in your county It won't have to be a big national or international war. Get the job done.
Well, back in 1962 or 61, when they had the UT Tower shooting, I forget the year, my buddy Mike Hansen's dad, there's famous photos at the museum of his dad in the ambulance getting shot, and the ambulance getting shot up as he pulled around saving people that were shot. And while he's getting people into the ambulance, his dad was a hot rod racer. That's why he became an ambulance driver. In the old days, those guys were like drove a Ghostbuster style ambulance. So he'd drive that up and down Congress. But there's all these photos of his dad, sitting there picking the people up, getting them into the, by himself, putting them on stretchers, getting them in there. He was a big guy. And they were, shooting at him. And it was, and everybody just pulled their rifles out and pinned him down. So a citizen and a police department, and I've interviewed both of them, could one of them became a Texas Ranger later, could go up and kill that guy. And it was actually the civilian, as they'd call him, who actually got the first shots off, and then the cop shot him as well. But both of them had courage. But, I mean, nowadays, imagine if somebody was on a tower and citizens started pulling guns out, I guarantee you the cops would probably shoot you. And it just shows the domestication situation. It was 1966. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to change this around. The sovereignty, the policing power is in we the people, and we only give part of that power to our county sheriff, and we give no power to the United States government in that sense to come down against the citizen. The power of the United States government is supposed to deal with foreign problems, not within the United States, not we the people. You get your armies and fight the battle somewhere else to protect this land, not harass their people.
Well, that's right. Every third world cesspit has a domestic military that rules over the people and becomes an oppressive group of gangster thugs, and we don't want gangster government. Final comment from you, sir, and then I want to give out your website and put his blog on screen for TV viewers, and I'll get the URL for folks so I can give it out here on air. But Scarborough of MSNBC, I guess he kind of represents the establishment, a so-called Republican. And we've had some other Republican talk show hosts criticizing him, not to your face, but behind your back and having you on. I'm not going to name names. It's just very shameful and misconstruing what's going on. He says you need to obey the law. I wanted to play that clip and let you respond to basically this entire group of people.
It's not libertarianism. You actually, if you respect the rule of law.
Right.
Yeah,
and there have been laws
passed. This guy for 20 years has been breaking the law, using federal land. He hasn't been paying the grazing fees that everybody else pays. For some reason, this guy thinks that the laws that apply to every other rancher in the United States of America don't apply to him. And there's no doubt the Bureau of Land Management overreacted. This could have been handled much better. So I think you go even people on the further boundaries of the right in the conservative movement think that if this guy is going to use federal land, then this guy should actually pay the fees. And he owes over $1 million right now.
All right.
And so this is,
that's enough. You want to respond to that? Because, I mean, Rosa Parks needs to follow the rule and sit at the back of the bus. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I would like to respond to that. First, if I owe $1 million, if I owe that, I'd be happy to pay that to the proper form of government. Well, it would have to be my state. And the other thing is, this is not about Clive and Bundy. It's not about his cows or not about his grazing rights. What it's about is liberty and freedom of we the people. And we the people is making this move, not Clive and Bundy. So, America, make it move. Let's take these guns away from these bureaucracies and enjoy some freedom and liberty. That's when we go out and enjoy a picnic or at the park. Best don't let those people ruin our picnic.
Well, I mean, look, bottom line, your family had the rights. They started claiming all these fees. They ran all the other families off with the fees because they couldn't survive. Beef prices that are all-time highs. Briefly, can you speak to that, beef prices being at all-time highs because they admit people are getting out of the cattle business because of all the fines and fees and regulations?
Well, that's true. The Western United States could produce a lot of beef for American people and a lot of beef for the world. We could be feeding these. And, this public land in the sense of public land, should be producing beef and should be producing oil and coal and gas. It should be producing things, and that's what God made it for us to produce. There's renewable resources, and there are lots of resources, and there's plenty. There's plenty for us if we just use it. And the world is needing beef and fuel and all these things, and one of the reasons why our beef is short is because we're not using this land. The other is like Argentina and Brazil, these countries that produce a lot of beef. We have countries now like China that can afford beef. And so they sell that beef going to China instead of to America. So our supply is import supply is falling away. We need to start producing. We need to produce beef on this land for you, the people.
That's right. Well, finally, in your gut, do you feel like this was a really big historical event and an example and a blueprint of Americans stopping their endless retreat from government bureaucracy and kleptocratic foreign offshore corporations that have hijacked the nation?
I feel like that those people that stood on that line against the United States guns, it has to be historic. It has to be a point where we're saying no more. No more in America will we put up with this type of action.
Well said. Well, I tell you, it's been Joel Skousen, who lives out near your area, who's been predicting that the first resistance to Agenda 21 physically will be communities that break away in Nevada, in Utah, in areas of Colorado, in Idaho and other areas. He's been predicting that that's got the people in it that'll be the first to resist. And that's why there's a big exodus to Montana and to Wyoming and other areas of people fleeing the collapsing cities and just the evil. Well, Mr. Bundy, thank you so much for all your time. We'll get more updates as this unfolds. And we're watching your back, and you watch ours. But God bless you, and we salute your bona fide, real, true grit, sir.
And thank you, America. You're the greatest people, not only, you know, as individuals, you're great. And there's people across this world, we're all great in God's eyes. Bless you, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, sir. There goes Mr. Bundy. And there's no fault with this man. And as a libertarian, you can't be what I call a cafeteria libertarian, where you just pick and choose if you're a constitutionalist. And I guess I just have more knowledge than a lot of people. I'm not bragging. It just freaks me out. I want to believe that people like Scarborough and Glenn Beck and George Soros and Media Matters and CNN and Rachel Maddow and Salon and all the groups attacking me, because they know we've started the story, Drudge carried it. They don't like Drudge. They don't like us because we're real libertarians. They don't like World End Daily because they're real. I mean, we really want to beat the New World Order. I mean, we really do want freedom. And, you know, I didn't want there to be a war starting. I didn't want there to be a shootout. I was on the edge of my seat watching all this unfold and reporting here from Austin. I had no idea it would get this crazy. And then when it didn't happen and we had this victory, I really savored it and knew how important it was. And then I watched all the talking heads belittle it and say it wasn't a victory. The feds are coming back, blah, blah. Of course they're coming back. The point is we kicked their butt. George Washington kicked the Hessians' butts at Trenton, and it didn't mean he didn't lose a bunch of other battles. He had a fighting spirit. It's the fighting spirit and knowing we're in the right and not letting the system always tell us we're in the wrong that is going to give us the moral high ground, and we're going to win. But they bought off all the big churches. You go to these churches, I don't care what they are here in Austin, these big ones. I've been to a bunch. You're going to get a government-loving sermon. You're going to get do-what-the-system-says sermon. You're going to get follow the rules, follow the law. When they fix the voting, we all know that. I don't want to hear your Romans 13 out of context. Or I want to hear Hitler was good and Stalin was good and Genghis Khan was good. You know they weren't. I want to hear that Moses should have done what Pharaoh said. He was the government of God. No, he wasn't. The whole Bible is about standing up and resisting tyrants and being enslaved and killed, but then the next generation winning and persevering. And I go listen to these preachers, and they're a bunch of corporate whores who just want a big mega church and a mansion with their trophy wives. They are devils. I go to these big churches, I can look at them, and they are devils. And they look at me, and they know, and they don't like it. Because they're there to keep people that are looking for God down. They're there to keep people that are looking for freedom down, thinking they found it with them. They're a fake facade. And I just pray those facades are torn down, and they are going to be torn down. And Lord knows I'm not perfect, but I try to be a good man. And I ask God to lift up InfoWars, as God's already done, and to empower me to be a stronger, better person. And then I'll take whatever the consequences are, God, but I want to be used as a weapon against the New World Order. I just absolutely turn myself over to be a good man, and I want to do what's right, and I just give my will over to God. And if you do that, folks, you will want to oppose these people. It'll burn in your bones. If your preacher isn't calling for an end to the New World Order, isn't calling for an end to abortion, it's just some glitter bug up there making you feel good and telling you you're special because you got Jesus and you're good and everybody else is a devil. That's a big fat devil sitting up there in the pulpit. And they're the biggest reason this country and the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Put the sunglasses on and see the devil in the pulpit.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We'll be right back.
special agent, formerly with the Treasury, Joe Bannister, joining us in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up the last 30 minutes to talk about the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve and its collection agency, the IRS. We have a big IRS insider here at one of the main IRS facilities in the country. They're looking at furloughing most of their employees they already have, and they're saying they're seeing around half the tax returns come in so far they've ever seen, and it just looks like people aren't going to file taxes. And they're trying to go directly, of course, digital, so you have no choice, but that won't matter. I mean, people, when they know there's a lawless government, they stop going along with it. They stop working with it. And that's what you're going to see happen. And, of course, the globalists are ready for that. That's why they want to collapse society. They know that tyranny collapses society, so they said, that's fine. We'll just call it Agenda 21 and codify it into a system that we're exempt from. Here's some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. FBI will have up to one-third of Americans on biometric databases by next year. The new Google contacts that are coming out have built-in cameras. Told you that was coming, and there you go. Civil war looms in Ukraine. Very important report. Then we've got feds desperate to hide Harry Reid's link to Bundy land grab. That's right. So they can say that there's no such thing. It's listed in there as part of the energy deal with the Chinese and Harry Reid. Bundy's listed. But they want to say conspiracy theory. Sorry, can't do it. Notice how that's the default hoax event. And now they've got Scarborough going, even conservative right-wing people are against Bundy. Everybody's against him. Well, he's stealing, and you got to follow the law in America, blah, blah, blah. What if he was breaking the law, which he's actually in the law, right? When the government's totally criminal, if they could pass a law tomorrow saying you got to chop your legs off, you going to do it? Federal courts have ruled black people aren't humans. We later recognized that was wrong. Federal court ruled Obamacare is a wonderful thing. You like it? Paying taxes to foreign banks? I mean, what a screw job. Supreme Court said, hey, they can exempt anybody they like and make you pay it. Totally discriminatory, on its face illegal. We say it's legal. Well, you can take your Supreme Court ruling, you can cram it in the trash can. You can fly a kite. You can jump in a lake or a cliff. Whatever you like, we're done, okay? We know a bunch of crooks when we see them. You can run around yelling racism all day. That doesn't work on people anymore. Oh, boy. Briefly, we're going to come back with Joe Bannister and a bunch of other geopolitical news that's breaking on Infowars.com, PresidentBunna.com, Real Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter. RogerPort.com has a bunch of crazy news on it. Ebola spreading into major cities in Africa for the first time. Major magazine comes out with what to do when D.C.'s nuked. I mean, it's just totally crazy. We're going to be getting into that. Ukraine on the brink. Military recaptures Eastern Airport. Pushes tanks towards Flashpoint City. Fragile Europe weakens U.S. push for sanctions. Reuters calls it the beginnings of civil war. I mean, this is just cuckoo land. I told you all that was serious. Oh, Alex, it's not that bad in Ukraine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Brzezinski's book says that's where they're going to start World War III. And guess who's running things right now? Briefly, if you believe in these powerful transmissions, the nightly news is subscription, but then we put it out for everybody the next day free. So you're funding hardcore information warfare. Get a 15-cent a day membership right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, and you can share it with up to 11 of your friends. Join the revolution today. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on...